Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From the WEEI studios, the home of the Red Sox, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go.
Wherever you go.
Just download the Odyssey app.
We're right back to it. Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Here's the set, the pitch. Swing and a dribbler off the end of the bat down the first base side. Arroyo picks it up and he tracked him. He dropped the ball. It rolls down the right field line. Jeter hitting third. He's going to score. A-Rod at second. He should have been out. Arroyo is indecisive. It's 4-3 in favor of the Red Sox as Arroyo went to pick the ball up and he tagged A-Rod. I think the Red Sox are going to argue that A-Rod slapped the ball out of his hands.
Minkiewicz got in the way of Arroyo. Yeah, he went out with his left arm to knock the ball away.
He slapped it away.
I don't know if the umpire saw it, though.
He had the ball in the glove, and he slapped the glove. He slapped the glove with his hand. He
this is going to be
the ball. This is a huge decision, a very, very big decision here.
A very pivotal point in this ball game, in this series.
Let's see what the ruling is going to be. They're breaking up. And now they're pointing to Jeter. He's out.
He's out.
A-Rod is out. Jeter goes back to first, and here comes Torrey. Well, they got it right again.
Give the umpires credit.
They got it right.
Give the umpires credit.
Love it. Great pull from Christopher John Curtis there. That's EEI back in the day. Joey Castig and Mr. Wayback, Cherry Trupiano.
Wayback!
Was Joe? Joe was ripping Arroyo there a little bit.
Yep.
Dropped the ball. Man.
Oh.
I don't remember that call. That's a great one. Great pull.
How many hamburger helpers with the left hand of A-Rod hitting Arroyo? Also, interesting the symmetry of the A-Rod fiascos. That one obviously involved hitting the ball out of Arroyo's hand. And then in the biggest regular season game of that 2004 season, you had Arroyo plunking A-Rod that led to the Veritek fight, that led to the Billy Miller walk-off off of Mariano. And you were saying that when you were watching the 04 ALCS, you didn't have any money on it, you weren't predicting it. But after game four, you had a feeling like this could be, you know, a potential upset.
Well, it was just so dramatic, the Robert Steele and everything else that went with it. But, you know, that's a game six memory. And there were so many bigger villains from the other side. Like Jimmy Butler, do you think he's a villain? Is he hated? Is he respected?
Not hated.
Bam.
And
the other thing is that... Maybe a little bit.
There have been times during the series where Tatum and Brown have been quicker to lift up Butler off the floor than one of their teammates. Like,
yeah.
The best... That might have been the last time that there was legitimate hatred between two teams in a baseball series. Like, I feel like in so many... I mean, the Astros are hated... And that was also, by the way, the last time America was rooting for Boston, that series. Because after that, then the Red Sox became sort of the evil, their own evil empire. You had the Patriots.
Even
the
by
dynasty.
Then, Patriots won three.
Two.
Two, yeah, you're right.
You had to beat the Andy Reid and McNabb.
Good call. Well, talking about the Celtics, game six tonight, reflecting on the 0-4 comeback. 617-779-7937. Gabe Vincent appears to be in, if you're just joining us, a little latest intel. The Celtics are on the court for shoot-around. Jaylen Brown has ice on his wrist. So this is the left wrist, and it's been kind of going back for a couple series here now. Has he had an elbow issue? Has he had a hand issue? But it appears he's got something going on. Jared Weiss just tweeted this out, a picture of him with ice on the wrist. So that's something to watch out for. But Brown, I feel pretty encouraged about. He felt like he figured something out in game five, didn't he, to you?
Right.
I mean, he had the air ball early, but then he bounced back to shoot like 50%. He hit three threes by the time it was over. He seemed like he was more engaged defensively. That's got to be a key. I don't know if I don't want to steal your keys.
Oh, no. My keys.
Jaylen Brown performance tonight.
Want to bounce back and forth?
Yes.
Okay.
Because that's number one for me. Jaylen Brown, he's got to deliver here. Your supporting cast, and in particular, he's top of the supporting cast. You need the same effort from him as in game five and game six.
Very simple. Number one key, Marcus Smart, double-digit assists.
Ooh. Number one.
Oh, jumping to number one. Double-digit assist, meaning you don't want him to shoot, because he shot well the other game.
The more people that possess the ball in any given possession for the Celtics on offense, the better the outcome feels like it is to me. The run up the floor, chuck up a three when nobody's down there to rebound, not there for me. I think you need the more passes you get from Smart will unlock your first key, which is more opportunities for Jaylen to shoot.
Yeah. I'm going to go over the defensive side. They were in Bam's head big time. Something's going on there, because when Bam is on, this team is a different team. But they were, whether it was collapsing on him, he seemed like mentally broken in that game. So the early game defensive Bam Adebayo possessions.
I think of Emeril every time he's mentioned.
Keep him rattled. You know what I mean? Like, keep him off his game. Even if it's like an aggressive foul early.
Yeah.
I'm a little into a little mental warfare with Bam in this game, because he's teetering on the brink. That'd be my second key.
Okay, My key is very simple. I can't hear myself for some reason. Don't get into any psychological warfare, because you are unarmed the way Butler is.
Butler. Well, not Grant.
Number two.
Not Grant.
But I just in general, I would say let a sleeping dog lie. I would rather not get engaged in trying to go a back and forth. The Heat, from their head coach to their best player, are more...
level-headed?
Not level-headed, but they're just...
Inspired by that kind of stuff?
I just think that's psychological warfare is their side of the street. I would not engage unless engaged with.
I wouldn't, in the case, as you
those
know.
Those would be my rules of engagement.
I know, but as you know, I was critical of Grant in game two, but that's different. You had kind of somebody who was a star who's inspired by those things. Different situation with Bam here. Number three, I think, is just, this. It's so simple with this team.
Number three.
They got to shoot well, but in particular, if I had one guy who could shoot threes,
they
got to
shoot well.
Shoot from deep. When they shoot threes well, they win. Derek White tonight. He's got to be on again. You need him. You need
that
same performance.
But that's the thing. He's not going to play like that
again. Yes, he is. You need six threes tonight. You need six threes again from Derek White to win this game. That's what you need.
You need six.
Yes.
I think that's too many.
You need six.
Like two or three.
Nope.
At least.
Nope. I'm greedy. I want the same production. Five or six. Because he's the guy that's open. There's a reason he's open.
All right. You ready for mine?
Yeah, good.
Oh, I thought we got on salary.
Number four.
We do not mention Joe Mazzulla once tomorrow morning. Mm. Joe Mazzulla just does what is expected, doesn't over-engage, doesn't call timeout for timeout's sake, doesn't make it about him pre or post. Joe Mazzulla is an afterthought. He is the left tackle. We don't think about him. We don't worry about him. We don't worry about the inbound plays. We don't worry about whether or not they're taking a timeout at the right time. Mazzulla's reached the point after consecutive wins where you're just worried about Tatum and Brown. You're worried about defending Butler. You're not even thinking about Joe Mazzulla. That is a key.
No, I don't think so.
That's a key to the game, is that Mazzulla is not a storyline.
Yeah, I mean, even during the timeouts, he's a non-factor because the players take over the huddle.
Yeah. There we go. But either way, I think don't even – Marcus Smart, double-digit assists – don't engage psychologically with the opponent and allow Joe Mazzulla to just be an afterthought. That's how you win the game.
I think it's a done deal. 617-779-7937. You can text the show at 37937. 207 texter. The Heat play differently when Robert Williams is on the court. They second guess going to the basket. I love Horford, but he's too old to be playing at all. Horford's had an interesting series.
Yeah, I cringe every time he shoots a three.
He's up and down. As you know, he's an elite shooter. That was
Grant's been taking away some of his minutes.
Grant has been much better than I thought he would be.
Well, you wanted to cut him.
I wanted to cut him, yeah. I didn't want him to play the rest of the series. But he's been a factor, and they needed it because Brogdon's a disaster.
Here's a game I like to play. I learned it from Ryan Russillo. I'm not stealing anything. It's the old
precious time.
SVP and Russillo show. Monday's headlines today.
I love it. Yeah, it's a classic.
So here's
It's tomorrow's headlines.
Tomorrow's Sunday. This is a big newspaper day. The Sunday Globe. I think they have like 30 that they sell now.
Mm-hmm.
Celtics win. Headline. One game season. Be history or make history if they win. If
That's a long headline.
Here is your headline. Michael Scott has a great one. If they lose, Missoula question mark. That's the headline. What do you say?
Well, I think, you know, this is for Monday or tomorrow, because I see Butler having a big game. I just do.
Well, if there was a headline Tuesday, it'd be after Monday.
Yeah, but I don't see there's not going to be a game Monday. I think this is a Sunday headline.
So that's right. Tomorrow. That's what I just said.
Clutch Jimmy, something like that.
You can't do better than Clutch Jimmy.
I don't know.
Give he has the time. Clutch Jimmy?
Yes.
I would say the Butler did it.
The Butler did it. I could see that. What
if Spoelstra
benched? That hasn't been used like 20 other times.
Right. What if Spoelstra benches Butler?
Like Malcolm.
That's Butler needs a Butler?
That's what somebody else said. That I was ripping Brady for the Eagles Super Bowl. Wasn't that the game Butler was benched? Yes, yes. I like to trigger cards with the Eagles talk. Right. Well, Brady had a good game. He fumbled late.
We actually used Drellick for like a month straight because he had the dumbest take that Ken has now adopted.
It is weird. You just when anybody brings up the 13-3 game, you refuse to give Belichick and his defense credit for that particular game.
Right.
They embarrassed Sean McVay, Mr. Offense, in that
Jared
game.
Jared Goff sucks.
Their offense was the storyline heading into that game.
Ken, they were in that game because of a blatant PI that wasn't called. If you want to do whataboutism.
They let up 3 points.
Yeah, it was the Rams defense is great. Very good. They have one of the top 3 defensive linemen in the history of the NFL, in Aaron Donald.
Okay, so what's that have to do with the Rams offense?
No, you're talking about the Patriots not scoring. Well, they didn't score against a great defense.
No, I'm talking about the Patriots shutting down McVay's offense.
Right, which
in the
was
game,
not
which
good.
Which was the key to the game. Which was not good?
Their offense was not good.
The Rams offense was not good.
Right.
They were not good. We're going to go back.
Do you think
check
Jared Goff's a good quarterback?
I think that year they were cooking. Yes.
Okay, they traded him.
Yeah, I know. He's doing pretty well with Detroit, by the way. They're favored to win the division. Do you see that?
Here's what I would say, if you want to go back to that. It's very simple, Ken. We have 10 years. It's not a year or two of Bill Belichick without the greatest player in NFL history. Do you understand that?
I understand. You go to this all the time.
But it's not. It's the only argument. He's never created anything like it again.
Yes, he's had limited opportunities. He had one shot in Cleveland, and now he's had 4 years post.
10 years.
Okay, you want to put it that way, but it's one shot in Cleveland and one shot post to rebuild out of the mess.
I want to put it that way because you want to put it that way.
They sold out for Brady, as we know. They had something to build out of.
So 4 years later, where are they?
They've done better, by the way, in that time than you predicted. You said they'd fall flat on their face.
Right. They haven't won a playoff game.
They hung in there with Cam, and they made a playoff appearance.
They got blown out. They didn't force a punt in the playoff game.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Bill created a punt when I asked him about not forcing a punt out of thin air. I have more wins against Bill than Bill has against me.
Rams were 13-3. Todd Gurley, I forgot how good he was that year. Todd Gurley in the 18th season. 1,300 yards, 17 touchdowns in the regular season.
It is just so sad that these Patriots fans still believe Bill Belichick was the answer here. It's like, at some point, you're going to realize it's diminishing returns. He is...
Would you go with Mayo?
Yes.
See, I do like Mayo. So when you say that, I'm kind of intrigued. I'm not like a Bill should never lose his job for any reason.
But this texter who keeps texting in, Bill Brady made Bill... I mean, sorry, Bill made Brady. He wouldn't be the all-time great. Bill Belichick has never built anything without Tom Brady. How can you not understand that? How is this so difficult to comprehend? He has had 10 seasons without Brady. He's under 500.
But you do give Bill credit for picking him over Bledsoe.
Right. Greatest moment okay. in the history of Boston sports.
Do you no longer think Bill's the greatest coach of all time? Because you have said that.
Yeah. He's the most decorated. I would say Andy Reid, if he continues on this path, will be the better head coach.
Oh, my God. And he has Mahomes. Has he won anything without Mahomes?
Yeah, no. he reached a Super Bowl with a guy puking on his shoes.
He's reached a Super Bowl.
Right. What has Bill won without Brady?
Well, he got there with Bledsoe.
Got where?
He won a game with Bledsoe.
He didn't get
the AFC title.
They were 0-2 with Bledsoe, and then Brady came in, went 11-3, and then they made the playoffs, beat the Raiders.
You're saying Reid got to a Super Bowl and lost.
Right, with yes. McNabb as his quarterback the entire season.
Right. McNabb is not a bad quarterback.
How many other Super Bowls did he get to?
Let's go to Steve in Fall River, our buddy. Hi, Steve. Good afternoon.
How are you?
Good.
Good afternoon. He didn't get anywhere with Drew Bledsoe. He wasn't the head coach in 96. He was 5-11 in 2000 with Drew Bledsoe. Try to understand how sad
I've heard Wiggy and Ty Law say they would have won a Super Bowl with Bledsoe if he had stayed the quarterback. Guys that played on the team.
Okay, but they were 5-11. I saw it. They came in. They were 0-2, very bad. And Brady came in, even though I was on the Bledsoe thing, even though I think that Tom Brady said it, if he didn't get hurt in that championship game, he couldn't have solved that defense. That was very fortuitous that he got hurt, and I think had he left Bledsoe in for the Super Bowl, they would have won going away. But that's water under the bridge. Bill Belichick is a 500 coach. He's had three careers. You realize the average coaching tenure is 3 years. He's had 3.2 coaching careers to be 500.
So who's the greatest coach of all time, Steve?
Don Shula by has to be. One, he has the largest record. He has had three Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Marino, Greasy, and Unitas.
He won two titles.
Wait a minute. Relax. Calm down. Without the Hall of Fame quarterbacks, he's 75-30-something. Without Tom Brady, and 1 year with Drew Bledsoe, by the way, which is a crime, but without Tom Brady, this guy's below 500. And he caused a 10-year drought in New England. He caused Brady not to win for 10 years, the other way around.
Was Marino any good?
Marino was good. He went to a Super Bowl.
And they never won. Never won.
No one said that. Right now, the greatest coach of the 2000s is Andy Reid. And I'm going to tell
another Andy Reid guy.
With Donovan McNabb, if he had Tom Brady, he would have won that Super Bowl. Very simple. And he went to three NFC title games with Donovan McNabb. And I'm going to give you the ultimate question. Mm-hmm. If Bill Belichick was cut loose and Andy Reid was cut loose, whose phone's ringing first?
That's a fair question. Currently, it's Andy Reid's because Bill's,
Of the way the NFL is today.
That too.
Andy Reid relates to players better and is an offensive-minded coach.
Yeah, I think it would be hard for Bill to start over somewhere else anywhere if he was let go here. He probably would try to get the record, but it would not be easily done. He's had everything here. Kraft has supported him.
You can't rip Shula for not winning with Marino and not rip Bill for not winning for 10 years with Brady.
Why? Has he had Dan Marino?
No, I'm saying Bill.
In the 10 years in between, you're going to hold him accountable for that?
Well, did you
look for only winning six?
The 06 Patriots should have won a Super Bowl if Bill invested a dollar on the offense. Look at those receivers. Jabbar Gaffney was your best receiver.
Do you blame
Rashay Caldwell?
Do you blame Brady for the two losses to the Giants at all?
No.
Or was that all Bill's doing?
That was Bill's doing.
That was Bill's doctor. 617-779-7937.
Brady was dinged. He had the high ankle sprain. Everybody wanted to excuse him.
Didn't score a lot of points there. Seemed to be tortured by the Giants defensive line.
50 touchdown passes. Pretty good.
Let's find out what's trending here on WEI on a Game 6 Saturday.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're back, Ken and Curtis, on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Why is it that your confidence and the group's confidence remains so high given the way the last two games unfold?
Because the last two games are not who we are. It just happened to be that way. And we stopped playing defense halfway because we didn't make shots that we want to make. But that's easy to correct. We just got to come out and play harder from jump. So, like I always say, it's going to be all smiles. We're going to keep it very, very, very consistent, knowing that we are going to win the next game.
Jimmy Butler after game five, game six tonight. That's a cocky, arrogant quasi-guarantee of a win, but it doesn't come off as, like, unlikable. No. Something about Butler, I don't find him to be a villain.
He's an everyman like you, Ken.
Right.
We're
all seeking our first title.
I have to say, so a caller asked earlier when I started at EEI, so 10 years, there is no close second to the Butler talk.
The Malcolm Butler or the Jimmy Butler?
Malcolm Butler. Like, I was trying to think of the standalone singular moments that are debated forever.
Not Bill versus Brady?
But that's recent, right?
That's going to go on for 20 years now.
No, but I'm saying an event, a singular moment, a decision. You know, Patricia and Judge.
Brady Little?
Grady Little, but I'm saying the last 10 years.
Oh, 10 years.
So 2013 to now, nothing compares to Butler as a seeking, you know, an understanding. I heard across the street on one of my drives home, they had a question in their midday show about if you could find out what happened with either the Butler case or the Ime case. And it was from Butler. For me, Ime, I don't really give a damn.
I think
about
we know what happened with Ime.
Right.
Pretty much. I mean, Butler's book's coming out next year, right? He teased that. You have all the deets.
I cannot wait. It's not going to be what's the one that's the CBS owned Simon and Schuster? It will not be Simon and Schuster, given the Kraft relationship with them. So it'll be somewhere else. I don't know. You know what? The thing that's going to really irk me more is that there is no smoking gun. That it wasn't this all the stuff that we've heard about.
You don't believe that?
No. We would find out by now if that happened.
Could he even, if that was even true, could he even put that in a book? Would there be, like, defamation charges and everything else? I mean, who knows? I don't know. I guess if it's true, it's true. But, yeah, I mean, I think we kind of know what happened in that case, right? Bill missed some practice, right? We agree there. There was some mispractice during the week.
Good one by the 401. Hernandez, but that wasn't a debate. That was an awful tragedy that he murdered these people.
In a way, does that, as time goes on, because the Butler thing is so microscoped, is that lost championship loom greater than even the Giants ones?
So, speaking strictly for myself, I can't watch any highlights of that Eagles Super Bowl without feeling physically ill. The 07, I don't watch, but I've gotten to the point, I've been hit over the head randomly by the Tyree catch enough,
yep,
where it just pops up in the middle of a broadcast, that
At least it's excellence on the other team's
right.
part.
You
whereas this is mismanagement.
You lose to Nick Foles because you have, you know, what the hell was it? Batamosi out there. God, that, I mean, that felt like that offseason, we didn't do anything but that. And that was 2018. That was the Red Sox best season ever.
But yet, the Bill versus Brady talk, like you just brought it up again in passing.
You brought it up. You bring it up every time.
I do not.
Ken, Joe, does Ken bring this up or do I bring it up?
I would say Ken brings it up about once every other week.
It's another meeting in my office, Joe. 603 texter. What would Tom's record have been without Brady? Probably something like 2-8. Brady was average at best his first 2 years.
Correct. It'd been awful. I think the Patriots were 5-11, 5-13 with Bill Belichick as their head coach. You moron.
508 texter. Mahomes would have more Super Bowls now if Belichick were his coach instead of Andy Reid.
Patrick Mahomes would have won more if Brady didn't beat him in overtime at Arrowhead Stadium. How many points did Mahomes put up in the second half of that game?
Can we at least agree neither would have as many without the other?
No.
Some people like to not have the debate.
Well, because they're losing it. All the Belichick people now go to that because they lost the debate. So now it's like, okay, let's just call it a wash. No, it's not a wash. We know what happened. We know who's behind it. It's okay.
401 texter's right. Brady is also responsible. He did fumble the ball.
I agree.
Woody in Brockton.
I love it.
We got a Brockton guy. So, Woody, how's the Jermaine Wiggins news being hailed down there?
We're just glad to have him as our coach. I graduated from Brockton High, actually, in 2014.
Beautiful.
And Wiggy's a hometown guy.
And will you tell Woody what I'm wearing right now?
Yeah. Well, wait, Woody, Curtis has a Brockton Boxers football hoodie on right now.
Go Boxers.
I get to have one for free, too? What's up?
I don't know.
Well, that's a Wiggy thing. So call in on Monday or Tuesday morning, and I'm sure he'll hook you up.
All right, I got you. But, yeah, I just wanted to say, if I were to give you a quarterback that had a playoff passer rating of 89, what would you say about him?
Well, when was this done? Was it today or 120 years ago?
A career playoff passer rating of 89.
I don't know. What's the record?
I mean, any player that has a playoff passer rating of 89, what would you say about him?
I would say, let me see the games. I don't know. The passer rating is not the be-all, end-all stat.
So, all right. So, Brady has a playoff passer rating of 89. I could go through year by year.
He does not have a playoff
Brady,
passer rating of 89. What are you talking about?
He has a regular season passer rating of 97. And it goes down to 89 in the playoffs. No, so, he plays markedly worse.
Career, 89.
2000, you're talking about 10 years. Oh, Belichick's the reason why we went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl. I mean, 2005, didn't Brady throw a pick six to end the game when we could have won? 2006, when we versus the Colts, didn't Brady end the game with an interception? 2007, didn't Brady only score 14 points? Belichick can't do it all.
Woody, let's just go backwards here for 1 second. Woody, we are having a conversation. It's not you scream for 5 minutes. Okay, so Bill Belichick has been a head coach for a decade without Tom Brady, and you're going through all these different things. He's won one playoff game. Why?
There's a lot of reasons why.
I'm asking for him.
Hey, man, I can't talk about the Browns when the Browns were a wretched franchise, and he won a playoff game with them. He beat Bill Parcells with the Browns.
Okay. He's won one playoff game in a decade, yet you think he creates quarterbacks. Where's the other one? Why hasn't it happened?
Kozar created.
Hey, he went 11-5 with Matt Castle, and he hadn't started to high school.
Okay.
And that's a fact.
Woody, why can't he win with anybody else? Why has he not been able to recreate? It's a simple question. You have yet been able to answer it, Woody.
Hold on. I'm going to answer it. With the Super Bowl against the Falcons, Brady throw a pick six?
What the hell are you talking about? What does that have to do with anything?
Because we were just talking about it. You guys were just talking about it. And versus the Chiefs.
So I'm asking you again why he has been unable to find another quarterback to create. Why? You're bringing up other games that have no bearing on the conversation.
You guys were just talking about the Chiefs versus the Chiefs versus the Patriots for the AFC Championship. When Brady threw a pick in the end zone. Didn't he?
What does that have to do with anything? Why are you bringing that up? What are you talking about?
Because the Patriots have won in spite of Brady a lot of the time.
Okay, and I'm asking why Bill Belichick without Brady hasn't won. Why?
Hey, man. Hey, I can't, you know? I can say that this year we're going to be contenders for
there
sure.
There you go.
Sure.
Another loss.
This is the year. They're saying this year. The bridge. Yeah, the bridge. The Cam Newton bridge.
Long way to get there.
Bridge to championship. This is going to be the year. Plus, what are they? Plus, what's the odds to win this year for the Pats? But looking at Brady's passer ratings, by the way, you know what brings him down? A couple of the bad performances, such as 2019, the sabotage year when he tried to lose, embarrass the franchise to get out of here.
I would love to never talk about this again, but you bring it up every time.
I do not bring it up.
Ken, you do.
I brought it up as Belichick coach. Do you still consider him the greatest coach of all time? You said no.
No, that was like a half hour into the discussion
that led into the Brady conversation.
Nobody can answer the simple question.
Well, you're asking people to break down why Belichick didn't win from 91 to 95 with the Browns. A lot of people didn't watch those seasons.
Okay, well, the Browns, you know, 2 years prior were in the AFC Championship.
Yeah, they had some good teams. They had the drive and the fumble and everything else.
Actually, people think about the Browns as being this god-awful franchise.
No, they were competitive in those years. That was my youth.
Okay, so it's not like he inherited the Hugh Jackson. I always think about the actor. I get it wrong. But the gentleman who went 0-16.
Yeah, much, that's Hugh Jackson.
Much different organization than it was then than it is now.
Yeah, his first crack as a coach, right? Because he was a coordinator with the Giants, 1-2.
Brilliant. The best
first crack as a head coach.
The best defensive mind in the history of the NFL. There isn't a close second.
Okay.
So
give him that.
And when the cap mattered, he was brilliant with it. He and Pioli were brilliant. And at the beginning of the dynasty, he had a bigger role because he was great. Remains great at finding people who had specific skill sets that were able to do certain things on a cap-strapped team to win.
Right.
But the notion that the Patriots haven't been pantsed without Brady is just laughable.
You're more bitter about his decision to move on from him and therefore the last 4 or 5 years than you are about the Browns. You don't really care about the Browns years, right? You more care about these last 4 or 5. And you're probably right. If they had stuck with Brady, they had a chance to win one more. You know, they could have won one more here if they had not given up on him.
No, if they had not given up on him in 2019 with that roster.
Well, they tried that. You know, they tried. They brought in Antonio Brown. That was a disaster. Okay. They traded for Mohamed Sanu.
If I tried and I failed, you're going to give me the ratings bonus.
So you don't think those were legit attempts?
It was last ditch efforts after doing nothing.
Those
the entire
what Brady
roster.
Wanted. That's what Brady wanted.
Okay. I'm not relitigating the 2019 Patriots. I'm just expressing to you that Bill Belichick believed it was always him and still does. That's why they haven't changed their roster-building approach.
Well, they have changed the last couple of years. You don't believe it, but I'm telling you, they have.
What? Okay, let me look at cash spending. Because you said, I believe, your exact words were they are gearing up to spend this year.
I was wrong on that, but they're collaborative. Much more collaborative in the front office.
Let's see right here. Let me just get to the total cash spending. 1 second. Let's see where they rank right now. Team salary caps, cash tracker.
The show, when we get the cash spending. That's
all right. Hey, you guys want to guess, Brian, you're first up. Where do you think the Patriots rank in the NFL in total cash spending on May 27th? Out of 32 teams.
32nd?
Nope. Close. Joe?
I would probably say... Probably they were 27.
Okay, just give me a number.
Okay, 26.
Okay, Ken?
Don't care.
30. No,
nobody cares.
30. Why do we care if it's the Red Sox, Ken?
It's a one-year snapshot of a cyclical
27th
event.
The last 3 years.
I agree they could have spent more.
No,
than
you
the
said
season.
It's cyclical every 3 years. Then
what
why
if they
are
sign
they,
Hopkins?
Ken, look at me. Three last 3 years prior to this, they averaged 27th in league spending, right?
Great.
Right?
Yes, sure.
And they're, no, yes or no?
Yes, yeah.
And right. they're what right now? 30th,
yep.
How is that possible?
Belichick's a bum. 617-779-7937.
Is that how you argue with Maya? Like you just capitulate and make a stupid comment? Like, they're 30th right now.
I would send Maya to timeout if this were the case.
If this was the Red Sox, we would be berating them all day.
It's not the Red Sox. It's a total different situation. It's a cap league, which you don't believe exists, and I hate the debate. Now, back to the Eagles thing. Texter brought up that this is the most painful because you gave a loser city one of their lone titles, which that is tough. That Eagles loss hurts.
I mean,
the Phillies did win one, but...
Yeah, but the Eagles, they care more about.
Yeah.
God, that sucked. They have like 3 statues to it already.
Yeah, and you gave them one. Foles. You gave Foles a statue.
Unbelievable.
That is crazy. 617-779-7.
Doug Peterson, Nick Foles.
Paul in Rhode Island. Hi, Paul.
Again, I Curtis. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'll start with the score for today. Tonight, 124-117.
Ooh, Celtics. High scoring. Over. Let's take the over.
No defense today. It's impossible.
I like that score.
No
defense today.
I like that score, Paul. Good call.
Many sports, Curtis and Ken. Players make coaches. Coaches do not make players. There's a balance there sometimes, but that's my rule of the game. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I'll leave it at that. You shoot it out, Curtis. Tell them like it is.
Thanks, okay, Paulie. Can the coach get 20% of the credit, 30%? I mean, what percentage can they get?
I'd say if it takes 5 years to build a team, okay, and you go out and you draft certain players, it will take them most of the time 2-3 years to land a landing spot. Let's say Uncle Al retires and we have the money to go get Brook Lopez. That's all we need. Do not disturb the Celtics team in any form or fashion. And I'll say it, starting with the coach. He's been there. He knows them. They know him. And that's it. It's a balance. It's an honest balance that you put out after what? 57 games they won together? Now you found a rotten apple in this team as far as the coaching. That's wrong. That's totally wrong.
Yeah, okay? I think they'll stick with Mazzulla. I mean,
just get me to the finals, and you'll have your two Super Mac contract. Okay, you know you got to play that lumberjack in Denver. So be it. Miami, they're an 8 seed. Gordon Greco, Mr. Riley, there. Okay, yeah, he's a great manager, and so is the coach. But you're an 8 seed, bro. You got in by the skin of your teeth, and you're going to a Cinderella ride, okay, so to speak. Yeah, and that's my opinion.
But they were a 1 seed last year. So, sneaky. The Heat are they're a respectable team. They're not your average 8 seed.
You know what really bothers me most about you, Ken, what? Is that you're so condescending when it comes to my movies. Sneaky, Mr. Very Sneaky is Mr. Deeds, and you said that was a bad movie.
Never seen it.
Great movie.
You watch these B movies. I can't take the. I haven't watched
a movie in about 10 months, but I hear they're great.
You know, my new thing is I go on IMDb, and if it's less than a 7, I will not watch it.
Oh, that's
I refuse
though.
I don't.
Snob.
I can't do it.
He gets weekly newsletters from Rotten Tomatoes.
We watched this J-Lo movie, my wife and I, The Mother.
Oh, the Netflix one?
Oh, my God, is it terrible. It is the worst thing I've ever seen. What a bunch of schlock. I will never do it again. And it was like a 5.5 on IMDb.
I know that this is dicey to say, but I would love to hear from women. What it is about women that even if it's a horrible train wreck,
yeah,
they have to finish the movie.
Well, right, yeah, and my wife loves J-Lo too, so it was
if you can get 20 minutes into a movie, and you'd be like, I'm out of this.
Totally happened.
But it can never happen.
Oh.
Why
and the
is
ending was just got worse and worse.
Is it that women just need to know or like but you can fast forward?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't I'm not going to
I mean,
too
whatever.
Hooked into the
I
story.
I want to have a good weekend.
Yeah, good job. I think D was right.
Let's go. Let's go to Jeff in Maine. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, what's going on, boys?
How are you?
My lead from yesterday doesn't sound so crazy now about this whole Belichick thing.
Oh, Jeff, what was your lead? I'm sorry.
Oh, guest lead.
That was the one. Yeah, that was the clean sweep of the coaching staff.
Yes,
get him out,
my man. I love you.
Get him out.
What, Mayo and everybody?
Oh, this was the LeBron is a douche shirt, right?
Yeah, that is correct.
Oh, Jeff, you're the best.
Huge
I love
that.
Good talking to you
Huge
yesterday.
Huge fan. Yeah, it was. It's always fun. I honestly can't wait till next year. I'm bringing my kid next year, too.
Love it. I'll bring James. We'll hang out.
Awesome. Deeds, top four, Adam Sandler movie.
Amen.
No doubt.
Great flick,
no
right?
No doubt. Oh. Yes. The best part is when he carries that old man across the street. That's like the best part of the movie.
Well, and you have
5.8 rating on IMDb. 5.8.
You're
will not
I don't know what to tell you, Kenny. I don't know what to tell you, but Deeds is easily top four. Adam Sandler movies.
Deeds, great movie. The texts are flying in. I always believe the text line.
What's the classic line? I mean, I'll just watch
I'm
the two-minute clip.
I'm very sneaky, sir. And he sees them everywhere. And then the guy from JB, the smooth, the guy from Kirby.
Oh, JB Smooth, I do like.
He was in the elevator, and he's asked how the business is, and he says it has its ups and downs. I mean, if that doesn't make you laugh, I don't know what
Steve
will.
Steve Buscemi's in it?
He writes Hallmark cards. It's great. They go to see Dr. Pepper.
I'll tell you what's great. Fitzy and Hart.
She had a hump on her back.
Won the 4 today. Fitzy and Hart. carrying you through the midday. Dondero, 4 until Red Sox pregame.
I guarantee you Fitzy liked Mr. Deeds.
I don't know gauge of that. I don't know. Fitzy's not like a Sandler guy. I don't think he's.
I don't know. Well, he knows Phil.
We'll find out on one. We'll find out on one. It's Kenny Curtis.
From the Rubenstein Law Studios, 1-800-BOS-LEGAL. This is WEEI, New England's sports original.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
So how's the elevator business treating you, Ruben?
Oh, it has its ups and downs.
Well, there you go. What I've been missing for the last 20 years. Mr. Deeds, Chris Curtis here, alongside you. I'm Ken Laird. The Ken and Curtis Show.
And you haven't seen Big Daddy.
I haven't seen what?
Big Daddy.
I saw parts of that. There was a scene in the
heartwarming
store or whatever.
When he's throwing down the aluminum cans, yes.
Yeah.
That little kid is so cute. Wears sunglasses.
Just generally not a Sandler fan. I don't know.
How
could you not be a Sandler fan?
He's just not that good.
You know, that's why they have chocolate and vanilla ice cream, Joe. But I will say this. It's the scene in Big Daddy where he adopts the kid. It's awesome.
Well,
it's a good movie. I mean, it's a heartwarming, nice, like rainy Sunday kind of flick.
It's a beautiful Saturday kind of day. You got sports talk all day to lead you into Game 6. Fitzy at Hart will be next, followed by Dondero. We got Andy Hart on the line. He's ready to come on for here for 3 hours and dive into some Celtics talk, maybe some Patriots talk too. Andy, how are you?
I was good until I heard Boss Man Ken say Adam Sandler movies aren't funny. Is that what he said?
I'm just not a big Sandler fan. I haven't seen Mr. Deeds. I don't know. It's tier 2.
What about Billy Madison? What about Happy Gilmore? What about The Waterboy?
Overrated.
Fine. Happy Gilmore's overrated?
That's okay. That's
You're overrated.
That's his best.
I mean, I'm not saying that they were, Chocolat or, the best, screenplays.
Sorry.
But...
As you say, chocolate and vanilla. I don't like it. What do you mean to say?
You don't laugh?
He's got a couple guffaws. Yeah, he's fine.
Like when Bob Barker punched him out, you didn't like jump out of your seat.
Not really. No.
The Price is Wrong, Bob. I mean, my God,
it's not Bob. It's a different word. We won't say it. But
right. Like
my son is now a teenager, so he's reached the age and he's now seen those movies, and he's like, now I know where all your lines come from.
Right.
Like those were the formative years.
Right. Hit the ball as it lies. I had to hit it off a freaking Frankenstein's foot. Like, you don't think of that stuff?
It's fine. I like you guys personally. I just don't agree on the Sandler thing.
Like, what was the great entertainment in Western Pennsylvania that was better than Sandler?
Big Lebowski. Right. Much better.
Okay.
Oh, jeez. Much better.
All right. So, Andy, I have a question for you. What do you think, do you agree with Ken Nothingberger kind of with this story regarding the OTA practice situation or OTA canceling, whatever, the whole nonsense with the special teams meeting? And Florio had a thing. I know you're not a big Florio guy, but he had a thing about how Kraft is on a scale of 1 to 10, a 12, pissed off about this. Do you think
he should be? He should be. Yeah. He absolutely should be. So after we had, and I'm using Robert's words here, an experiment last year that went horribly wrong, the first basic sort of display to the world of the reconfigured and stabilized coaching staff is you losing OTAs, something we would mock other idiot teams for screwing up a little 20-minute rule. We would mock them roundly, just like we would have mocked them for making a defensive coach the offensive coordinator. Oh, and by the way, Joe Judge is in the middle of it. I was hopeful. I was sort of optimistic that when I left the pre-draft media availability with Bill O'Brien and Gerard Mayo and Adrian Clem and Matt Groh, it was like, okay, they have a very adult organization now. Everybody's in roles in which they are experts, they're capable, they're competent. We're putting last year behind you. And then you have this, and it's like, how do you expect the special teams to be better and on their P's and Q's and not be the problem they've been the last couple years when little things like this just put a bad view on the whole damn team, and it starts with Joe Judge. So he should be pissed.
Now, when you say bad look for the whole team, isn't this really players being babies for not staying 10 minutes extra?
Okay, you can paint it that way, or it can be a team that everybody says will, you know, dot its I's and cross its T's and be on its details more than anybody else. I can guarantee you, if this were somebody else doing this, they would be giggling, oh, you idiots got caught. Oh, you idiots did this. You idiots did that. Now the idiots reside in Foxborough and are the New England Patriots, and it's been that way for 2+ years. They've been poorly coached, poorly organized, and to me, that's symbolic or whatever you want to call it of, well, then you go on the field and you look poorly coached and poorly organized and make dumb mistakes that cost you games. So I actually think it's an even bigger deal. And I don't know that we've actually found this out yet through all the reporting. Maybe I'm behind on this. Is there a whistleblower?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because if there's a whistleblower, that's another issue.
Jack Jones.
Well, whoever it is. I don't even care who it is. So you come off a year when the players and the coaches don't see eye to eye and it's dysfunctional. And again, early on in the process of kind of rebuilding everything from the foundation up, you may have a player blowing a whistle because of 20 minutes. Like it just.
Oh, what if it's Mac? What if it's Mac and Zappy is but, start taking all first team reps next week?
But here's the. You make a great point, Andy. And here's what bothers me is that whatever the person inside the Patriots PR is spinning this, the organization is more concerned about shutting up the thought that there is a whistleblower and protecting Joe Judge. And I don't Joe Judge should have been fired a while ago. And I'm not saying he should be destitute. He's still being paid by the Giants. Every day he remains on this team is a middle finger to your most important player. I don't get it. I just don't get it at all.
And the other factor is with Judge that he carries himself as the smartest man in the room and most detail-oriented in all his discussions about what you weren't going to see with the New York Giants when he took over. For this to happen to that guy, it's very hypocritical. And I agree with you. Somehow we've accepted Matt Patricia, boob, scapegoat, gone. Joe Judge still here, for some reason still has an ally in Bill Belichick. I don't understand how that played itself out. And what has... We spent a week plus ripping Joe Mazzulla. Celtics lose 3 games. What does he bring to the organization? What is the positive he adds to the team? I would ask the same question about Joe Judge. What has he brought to the organization in a positive fashion for a year and a half now?
Any chance Hopkins comes, and what's the Hopkins contract going to be?
No chance he comes, and I'm assuming it's going to be a mid-teens millions, $15 million deal with incentives that could push it to 20-plus and... Good luck watching him.
If Curtis is right, though, and he'd do a 1-year deal for that, you would have to consider that if you're Bill O'Brien.
He's not going to come here unless you overpay him. He's going to have equal opportunities in Buffalo or Kansas City. So unless you're willing to go 20 guaranteed with incentives to 25, I don't see him being in a Patriots uniform.
Oh, well, that sucks.
Looking forward to Fitzy and Hart coming up 1-4.
See you, Andy. Take care.
Sure, you got some Celtics talk, too. Thank you, Andy. Curtis,
all right.
Enjoy your weekend.
Celtics by double digits tonight.
Good job, Joe.
Game 7 Monday night.
All right. You heard it here. See you later.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.